This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's shiur is dedicated Lila Nishmas, Rebbe Leo ben Rebbe Avram, Rebbe Leo Weinberg, who we consider one of the founding fathers of the shul when we first started. The first shtender that we used when we started in the house, 638 Oakland, Rebbe Yoho got for us. And he was very dear to me and to the Beis HaKnesses. On this occasion, we wish the whole Mishpachas Weinberg that Rebbe Leo ben Avram is a Shama Shavan Aliyah, Shviyo Meil Tsyosha for the whole family, for Besura Is Toiva, Simchas Nachas, Parnasa Berevach, Ad Bias Gol Tzadak. Okay, today we're going to talk about Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Iyar. The Gemara says, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amad Beis. Kulhu Shakyani Midivcha V'yad Atzarta. All elixirs are beneficial between Pesach and Shavuos. If you need to take medicine, the best time to take it is between Pesach and Shavuos. Very mysterious Gemara. What does that mean? All elixirs are beneficial from Pesach until Shavuos. Chassam Sofer writes, Hainu Chodesh Iyar. That is the month of Iyar. Iyar is the month of Refuah. Let's say you have an ailment. Iyar is a month of Refuah. Why? Iyar is Rosh Tevois, Ani Hashem Refecha. I am Hashem, your doctor. Hashem is the best doctor. He takes all insurance. There's no waiting line. There are no side effects. Ani Hashem Refecha. Rosh Tevois Iyar. Now, according to that, Iyar would be spelled with how many yuds? One yud. However, there's another Rosh Tevois, the Chassam Sofer says. And that is, starting not tomorrow, not Tuesday, but Wednesday, we're going to do something, and I know you're not looking forward to it. We're going to start saying Tachnun on Wednesday, okay? And in Tachnun, which is a parak of Tehillim, you know, Tachnun, the Tachnun of Ashkenazim is the sixth parak of Tehillim, which is very interesting. The sixth parak of Tehillim. Tachnun ends, Oyevoy Yashuvu Yevoishu Raga. Rosh Tevois Iyar. But there, Iyar is spelled with two yuds. Oyevai Yashuvu Yevoishu Raga. Oyevai Yashuvu Yevoishu Raga. There, Iyar is spelled with two yuds. Why? Because that mizmar, why would Iyar be Merumas and Tachnun? Yeah? So I would say because Iyar is the start of Tachnun, the kickoff. Kickoff of Tachnun is Iyar. You know, we haven't said Tachnun. By the time Iyar comes, we haven't said Tachnun for, I don't know, like 32, 33 days. So Iyar is like the kickoff of Tachnun. So the remez to Iyar is in Tachnun. But there, Iyar is spelled with two yuds. So it's a little bit of a dilemma. Do you spell... By the way, another thing is, why is Iyar merumas in Tachnun? Chassam Sofer says, because Tachnun is about being healed from illness. What does Tachnun talk about? Talk about David HaMelech was sick. So since Tachnun talks about refuah, there's a remez to Iyar. So basically we have two remezim to Iyar in Tanakh. One is Ani Hashem Reifecha, and one is Oyevai Yashuvu Yevoi Sharaga. One remez has Iyar with one yud, one remez has Iyar with two yuds. It's merumas in Tachnun. Chassam Sofer says because Tachnun is about refuah, we're saying because Tachnun is the kickoff of... Iyar is the kickoff of the season of Tachnun. So let's talk a little bit about Chodesh Iyar. So first of all, Chodesh Iyar is a month to buy new Svarim. So for example, there are a lot of new Svarim that you could get for Chodesh Iyar. Pesach Sheni, Rameir, Balanes, and the Eternal Children of Hashem, available at Art Scroll. You could get in Lashon Chodesh, Ela Kadmer, Anini. And also, this year, hopefully, we're going to have a nice Lag B'Omer event, yeah? You could get the fire and the salt. Okay, no, but that was just free commercial time, okay? But we're going to talk about Chodesh Iyar. You have the Maror Mekoymos in front of you. We know that every month of the Jewish calendar has a special permutation of the Shem Havaya. We know the permutation of the Shem Havaya of Chodesh Nisan is what? Yismuchu HaShamayim V'Sagel HaAretz. In order. Yismuchu HaShamayim V'Sagel HaAretz. And the Shevet associated with Chodesh Nisan is, according to most, Reuven. According, that's if you count the months according to the birth of the Shvatim. The Megal HaMukoi says that, the Maharal says that, the Ravid says that, but many say, and the Bnei Yisachar brings the way they traveled, Yehuda came first, so Shevet Yehuda is for Chodesh Nisan. How about Chodesh Iyar? Which Shevet corresponds to Iyar? So again, according to the way the Shvatim were born, Iyar would be Shemayin. Iyar would be Shemayin. Iyar is the second month. Iyar would be Shemayin. However, according to the way they traveled, it would be Yisachar. Okay? And maybe we'll talk about that. What is the permutation of the Shem Havaya of Chodesh Iyar? Yud, then a Hey, then a Hey, then a Vav. And the Pasuk that has the Shem Havaya spelled out that way is Azayis Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'yadayayisi Alzois Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'yadaya Yud, then a Hey, then a Hey, then a Vav. Now, we know that there are two kinds of tefillin. There's tefillin of Rashi and there's tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. We once mentioned this. The tefillin of Rashi, the order of the parashiyos are the Shem Havaya Kisidran, Yud Kei Vav Kei. In the order of Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, the order of the parashiyos are Yud, then Hey, then Hey, then Vav, which is the month of Iyar. So Nisan is Rashi tefillin, and Iyar is Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Okay, what are we going to do with this? Let's proceed. We know that every month is associated with a particular letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So, the month of Iyar, Himlich Ois Vav. Vav. The month of Vav. This is the month of Vav. Now, what does that mean, it's the month of Vav? What is the purpose of a Vav? A Vav is a Vav HaChibor. It attaches. That's what Iyar is. Iyar attaches Nisan Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kabbalah Satoira, which is Sivan. You know, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that Hashem should give us the Torah. V'zelecha ha'ois v'hoitziacha mi Mitzrayim tavdun es holikim al harazah. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kabbalah Satoira. That's why we count Svira. We're connecting Yetzias Mitzrayim with Kabbalah Satoira. So the month of Iyar is a Chodesh HaChibur. It attaches Nisan to Sivan. So therefore it's created with the letter Vav. It's created with the letter Vav. What's interesting is, it's also the month of Tachnun. Which Perek of Tehillim is Tachnun? Vav. Right? So Iyar is the month of Tachnun. Iyar is Merumah is in Tachnun. Iyar is when we start Tachnun up again. You know, the inauguration of Tachnun for the year is in Chodesh Iyar. So Tachnun for Ashkenazim is Perek Vav. However, for Sfardim, they do not say Perek Vav. They say Perek Chav Hey. They say Perek Chav Hey. What's interesting is, in Perek Chav Hey, which by the way is the real Tachnun, Ashkenazim say fake Tachnun. It's not really Tachnun. But the thing is, Sfardim don't say it right. We say it right, but we say the wrong thing. Sfardim say the right thing, but they don't say it right. See, you're supposed to put your head down. So the thing is, the Zayar says that if you say Tachnun without full Kavana, you're liable to very severe penalty. So everyone's afraid to do the real thing. So Ashkenazim say, we don't say Tachnun. We never say it, ever. We don't say Tachnun. Sfardim just don't put their head down. This way, nobody says Tachnun, and nobody has to worry about not saying Tachnun b'kavana. But what's interesting is, Perek Chaf Hei of Tehillim, is the reason why it's so important to have Kavana when you say Tachnun, is because Kavana, the purpose of Tachnun, is you're offering to give your life al Kiddush Hashem. You do that two times in davening, once by Kriya Shema, and one in Tachnun. In fact, Abir Yaakov says, Teru Moisai, Trey Mavis. It's a reference to you give up your life twice in davening, once in Shema and once in Tachnun. If you say to Hashem, I would give up my life, HaKadosh Hashem, and you don't really mean it, that's disingenuous. What's amazing is in Parak Chaf Hei of Tehillim, you have every single letter of the Aleph Beis represented. Eilecha Hashem Nafshi Asa. Bechava Vatachti. Gam Kol Koivecha. Derachecha Hashem. Hoidieni. Zechorach Hamecha. It skips the Vav. There's no Vav in the real Tachna in Parak Chaf Hei of Tehillim. And the Zohar asks, quoted by the Beis Yosef, why is there no Vav in Tachnan? And the Zohar says, Vav is the letter of life. The Vav is the Ois HaChayim. When Cain killed Hevel, and now Cain was afraid that his life was in danger, Hashem carved out for him on his forehead a letter of life. What letter did Hashem carve out? The letter Vav. So since the purpose of Tachnon is to give up your life, HaKadosh Hashem, to give up your life, it can't have the letter Vav. So what's interesting is that Ashkenazim for Tachnon say Perek Vav, Svardim say Perek Chav Hei, that doesn't have a Vav, but there's a very fundamental connection between Tachnon and being Moiser Nefesh HaKadosh Hashem. We do it in Chodesh Iyar. Iyar is the month of good health. Right? Says the Chassam Sofer, you know why all elixirs are beneficial in Iyar? Because Iyar is the month of good health. Ani Hashem Reifecha. It's the month of life. It's the month of the letter Vav. Okay. Now, if Iyar is the letter Vav, where does health come from? The Rambam says, almost all health problems come from imbalanced eating. All 99 out of 100 ailments come from achila, eating. You know? Sometimes food is not pure, not clean, not nutritious. Most food today is just chemicals, doesn't provide too much nutrition. In any event, most of one's health is dependent on their food. What happened in Chodesh Iyar? So in one of the things that happened on Lag BaOmer is the man fell. The man fell on Lag BaOmer for the first time. So the man is pure food, is healthy food. So therefore Iyar is the month of good health because it's the month that the man began to fall. Now who remembers what is this month called in Tanakh? Chodesh Ziv. Chodesh Ziv. Remember that expression? In Melachim Aleph, Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph. It's Chodesh Ziv. Now, the month of Iyar was created with the letter Vav. The month of Sivan was created with the letter Zayin. So therefore, it's Chodesh Ziv. It's the month that prepares us for Chodesh Zayin, which is Chodesh Sivan. Okay, take a look in Ois Hey in the B'nai Saschar. Here's another Rashi Tevois of Iyar. So far we learned Iyar is Rashi Tevois, Ani Hashem Reifecha. Iyar is Rashi Tevois, Oyevai Yashuvu Yevoishu Raga. You know what else Iyar is Rashi Tevois? Darshe Rishumais. Say Iyar is Rashi Tevois, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel. Now, what happened to Leah? What happened to Sarah? What happened to Rivka? So you could have said, what do you mean? Rivka is also, the Reish is also Rivka. No, it's Rachel. So why do we especially point out Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel? Why Dafka those four? I understand if you want to put in Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but now Dafka, Rachel? Why Dafka, Rachel? What's interesting is, he says that this month is a hachana for Torah. And hachana for Torah is midos. We know that derech eretz kadma l'Torah. You need midos tovos to learn Torah. So therefore, the month that precedes Kabbalas HaTorah is the month of the avos, namely Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel. Yeah, but what about Sarah and Rivka and Leah? Now, we know there are only three avos. What's the definition of an av? An av is a patriarch. We all come from Avraham. We all come from Yitzchak. We all come from Yaakov. Do we all come from the Imahais? We all come from Sarah. We all come from Rivka. We all come from Leah. Do we all come from Leah? Not every Jew comes from Leah. And certainly not every Jew comes from Rachel. But there's an idea that every single Jew comes from Yosef. You know, the Gemara says that if you're afraid of Ayin Hara, you should say, Ana mizara de Yosef kasina, I come from the descendants of Yosef. What do you mean come from Yosef? None of us come from Yosef. But Yosef was the one who fed us in Mitzrayim. Yosef hu amashbir. So he fed us, we could trace ourselves back to Yosef. And therefore, what? He's the tzaddik, right? He supported the whole world. So in a sense, the same way that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the patriarchs of all Jews, Rachel also is considered a patriarch in that sense. Anyway, Chodesh Iyar is the month of the Avos. Avraham. Yeah, they come from everyone. They come from Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They come from Rachel, because they come from Yosef, and they come from Leah through Dina. Yeah. Now, Iyar is Gematria 221, the Gematria of Aleph, Resh, Chaf, like Erech. Erech means refuah, like in Nusach Sfard in Refa'inu. Don't you say, Ve'inu Hashem and Erech, Ve'inu Hashem and Erech, V'halei Arucha. What does it mean, V'halei Arucha? What's Arucha? Arucha is refuah. The gematria of Iyar is Erech. Now, another thing. The month of Iyar, the mun fell. You know what we also got in this month? The Be'er. If you look in Seder Olam Rabbah, the Be'er of Miriam began to flow in this month. This month is a Hachana for Kabbalas HaTorah. Now, you all know the story that the Arizal and Reb Chaim Vital were once rowing on a boat. Row, row. You think it's a simple song, it has a... They were rowing. Who knows, where were they rowing? They were rowing on the Kinneret. They were in the Galilee Sea. And the Arizal said, stop! And Arizal saw some bubbling, and he said, right over there, Beresh Amoyim. He took out a cup, he gave it to Reb Chaim Vital to drink, and from then on, it opened up the mind of Reb Chaim Vital. So what do we see from here? Be'erah Shel Miriam is a hachana for Yediyas HaTorah. So when did we get the Be'er? We got it in Chodesh Iyar, because Chodesh Iyar is the month of Ziv, the Vav, preparing for the Zayin. Agavurcha, there's a famous question. We have a Yom Tov to commemorate Anani HaKavod. We don't have a Yom Tov to commemorate the Be'er. We don't have a Yom Tov to commemorate the Mun. Why? So maybe the Mun, you'll say, Lag BaOmer is commemorating the Mun. But what about the Be'er? Why don't we have a Yom Tov to commemorate the Be'er? We gave many answers over the years. The Chidah brings at least three answers. We're about to learn a new answer. It says like this. Leman tizkar es yoim tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. You need to remember the day you left Egypt, all the days of your life. So any benefit that God gave us when we left Egypt, we have to remember. When we left Egypt, He gave us Anani HaKavod. So we have to remember that. But He didn't give us the Be'er when we left Egypt. He gave us the Be'er in Iyar. He gave us the Mun in Iyar. We only have to remember things that happened yoim tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim. You know what else happened in Iyar? Melchemes Amalek. Vayavoy Amalek. Vayilachem em Yisrael berfidim. Why? Because since this month is Mesugal as a preparation for Yediyas HaTorah. So Amalek comes and he fights with us berfidim when we slacken off in Yediyas HaTorah. Now, we mentioned that according to many opinions, the name of this month is, the Shevet of this month is Yisachar, according to the way we traveled, or Shimon, according to the way they were born. Rabbi Yonis and Ibishit says the month of Iyar is the month of Binyamin. Binyamin. Interesting, the first Beis HaMikdash, they began to build the first Beis HaMikdash in Chodesh Iyar. And so we could say that's the connection to Shevet Binyamin. We know the Beis HaMikdash is built in the share of Shevet Binyamin. Also, the Bnei Yisachar mentions that the Tachlis of Chodesh Iyar is for Yediyas HaTorah. And we know Yediyas HaTorah brings to Avodas Hashem, like it says, Da Esolekei Avicha Ve'Avdehu. Friends, bottom line is that there are three Rosh Tevos of Iyar. One is Ani Hashem Reifecha, so Hashem should be Mevarech everyone with Refuah. Hashem should heal all your coughs, all your respiratory, digestive issues. Hashem should heal. Iyar is a Chodesh of the Avos. Hashem should be Mevarech us, Barchenu, Babracham, of the Avos HaKadoshim. It's Rosh Tevos, Oyeva Yashuvu Yevoshu Raga. Hashem should protect us from all our enemies and be Mevarech everyone with a Chodesh, Toiva Umevarechas. The Shem Havaya associated with it is Yud, then a Hey, then a Hey, then a Vav. Rabbi say, Agun Chodesh, have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.